This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast.
I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about how to get the most out of your student status. So for this episode, you can not only use this during the summer, but this is also something that you can use year-round as long as you are a college student. What I mean by this is that actually using your status as a student to open up opportunities and to really build and become the person that you want to be with the skills, the confidence, all the things that you envision yourself and for your life, you can actually start working towards right now while you're in college. And using your actual student status can help you get there. I'm just going to give you a handful of things to kind of think about and how to actually use this in practice. So the first one is tell everyone that you're a student. Anybody that you meet, any parent, family member, obviously, hopefully your family members already know that you're a student, but let them know what you're working on. Let them know what your goals are. You just don't know what can happen because of that. So tell everyone that you're a student. Number two is going to be reach out to random people. That's right. Time to get uncomfortable and reach out to random people. Think about a company that you would freaking love to work with. Did anything come to mind just in that second? When I think about a random company for me, I think what I know about this particular company, the Passion Planner, I would love to work for that company because it's all about planning and organizing and reaching your goals and using that kind of creative energy. And I think that would be a really fun organization to work at, for example. So reaching out to random people from that particular organization and telling them that you are a current college student at whatever college or university or institution, and then asking them to see if they would be willing to connect. This can be literally anybody. So I want you to get creative here. And again, this can be while you're in college, like actually enrolled in school, or even over the summers, the winter breaks, etc. But reach out to somebody random. I want you to really challenge yourself to at least whenever you're listening to this, whether it be this summer, whether it be during the semester, I want you to reach out to one random person. I don't care who it is. Again, just somebody that is going to help you learn more about the field and learn more about that organization. So reach out to somebody random. When you do that, I want you just to be curious. So ask them. First off, to meet up would be ideal. You want to do this in person if possible, just because you're able to kind of present yourself a little bit differently than it over a phone or over like a Zoom or a Skype meeting online. But if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. So be genuinely curious about what they do. Ask them, you know, what do you do? What does your job look like? How did you actually choose this path? What skills do you need to actually be successful in this organization or in this type of role? And then as the conversation goes, you want to make sure that you're prepared for that conversation. But towards the end, if you're like, wow, this seems like such a really cool company or such a really cool job, you can always ask, do they ever have interns or do they ever have opportunities for people to learn or observe or to grow in this area, especially for college students specifically? Because if they do, it's a great way in. So if they do, they'll let you know, or they'll keep it in mind and say, hey, maybe we actually should create something. A lot of times companies don't even think about this kind of stuff until somebody asks. So you could be that person to start that. And if you're not interested, you can just be like, awesome, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation. And then you walk out and you never have to talk to them again, right? Or maybe you build that relationship. Maybe they were a great person, but you just don't have any interest in that field. And that's okay. That's actually a really, really good thing whenever you start figuring out what you don't want to do. And if you can do that early, that's ideal too. Because again, if you are doing this early, you're able to use the next semester, the next year, the next summer to do an internship for that company or another company if that is not the one that you are interested in anymore. So the first one was tell everyone that you're a student. The second one is to reach out to random people. The third is just be genuinely curious. And the fourth one is just to use your free resources. I'm going to do another podcast episode on how to use your resources on campus, but this is just resources in general. So it can be on campus, off campus. I'm really talking about what you actually have access to for free as a student. So when I think about this, I'm just going to do a quick overview. But examples that I've seen students kind of really get stuck on is, you know, I want to build a business, but I can't get into the school of business or the college of business because of prereqs that actually happened to me or because of whatever reason. So if you're interested in entrepreneurship, see if they have any office on campus that can actually help you even if you're not in that major. Start looking and just ask. I know on our campus, we are really, really striving to increase entrepreneurship and innovation. So there are a ton of resources for students, but they don't even know about them typically. So I want you to be able to know about them and you to take advantage of them. The next one is just volunteering and really getting connected to your community. This is a really, really great way to learn, build skills, to build relationships with people in the community while you are a college student. There are so many ways that you can volunteer. There's usually some type of volunteer organization or office on campus. Definitely make sure that you check out that. And it can be even as specific as you would love to own an art gallery one day, or you would love to have your own space in an art gallery. Guess what? Maybe you can actually create that on your campus. So it's talking to your professor and just saying, hey, this is what my goal is one day. Are there any opportunities like that that I can get connected to on campus? And I know, like, for ours, we actually do have art galleries for students, and it's just a really cool way to show your work and to get in that practice of what that looks like, what that feels like. Another thing that you can do, a lot of us, you know, want to travel and explore the world or explore even our country. Look and see what your free resources are on campus. It could be funding, it could be other opportunities. Sometimes there are applications where you can go to places for free, but they're really competitive. So just start asking. Some professors will go on trips where they actually are conducting research, and you're able to go for free because they have grant funding and they want to take two or three students. So you just have to ask and really start exploring and seeing what are the free resources on your campus. I can't tell you how many times students will graduate and then they don't realize what was on campus and what they missed. And that happened to me, so that's why I'm really passionate about this, because there are so many amazing things and you have the opportunity to take advantage of them as a student and because of your student status. So it's time to start. So I just want to give you two quick examples of when I've done this personally. So just really quick, with my PhD student status, I actually reached out to somebody at a policy organization. It's a regional policy organization, and it covers, I want to say, like 13 states, and it's related to higher education and how do you create policies in higher education and use data to inform those policies. I thought that was really, really fascinating. So I actually just emailed somebody and I actually got to set up a meeting with them. And that was just really cool because I just got to learn more about what that internship process looked like, because they did have an internship potentially. It didn't end up working out, and I'm actually glad that it didn't end up working out, but I got to learn more about what that field is like. And so that was just a really cool way because I had no clue what it looked like. But it also did help me decide, yeah, that's probably not the route for me. I also have applied to grants that are only for college students and graduate students, and so that was a way that I took advantage of my student status. Another way, I actually emailed a vice president of another college because I thought maybe at one point I would want to do that. I don't anymore, but that person actually never reached out to me back, so I never actually got to meet with them. But I actually just, you know, said, hey, I'm a PhD student. This is what I'm interested in. It sounds like what you're doing, and I would love to meet up. And they never responded. And it's interesting because now I work at that institution. But, you know, it didn't happen for a reason, and I'm okay with that. Another example, if you are trying to debate between a couple different things that you're thinking about long term, you can always reach out to a few people in that field. As I was trying to figure out what I was going to start working towards my PhD in, I was debating between marriage and family therapist and higher education. So taking classes can be really helpful for this, but also actually talking to people in the field. So I ended up connecting with a marriage and family therapist who did counseling with couples, and we talked a lot about her work, and it really made me decide that is not the route that that was for me. And that was really helpful because I just gained a lot of clarity from that conversation. So these kinds of conversations will really help you gain clarity and then also build those relationships and those connections. And I want to just give you an example of how this translates to after college. So I'm still using my resources in my job. So, you know, I work at a college. I saw an email recently. Well, this was about 6 months ago, probably, so not that recent, but I emailed this guy because I got an email about podcasting on campus. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I want to meet other people who do this because I'm trying to grow the podcast. I'm trying to learn more how to do this better. And I just reached out to him and we actually met and we've been in touch. And I think I'm going to try to reach out to him again this summer just to continue that relationship and learn from him and see how maybe I can help him out. So it's just a really cool way to build relationships, and you just never know what can come out of those relationships. And it's also cool just to meet random people and just to make friends with other people. And that's a really, really great skill to have. So if you can use your student status to kind of be awkward, it's okay to be a little bit awkward in those meetings. You're a student, it's okay. Be awkward now, so when you graduate, you're not also awkward in those meetings. Although, you know, for me, it's still been a continuous process. I always feel awkward, but I'm just learning to live with the awkwardness, and that is okay. So I'm gonna challenge you. I want you to think of one thing that you're gonna commit to step outside of your comfort zone and get the most out of your student status. Do you have it? If not, you better get it and take that chance. Just send an email to somebody random. Use your student status to help you reach your goals. I hope that this episode was helpful. I have some really cool interviews that I'm super excited to do and share with you. If you have anybody that you're just like, Alicia, I would love to learn more about this area or this field, send me a message on Instagram at The College Life Coach. I also have an email address. I'll link it in the show notes at thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com. So please let me know, who do you want me to interview? What else do you want to learn more about when it comes to college? What questions do you have? I actually am going to be doing a Q&A podcast at some point, and I would love to answer your question or questions. So let me know what they are. I'm really, really grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. I really appreciate you. Share this with a friend, and I will catch you in the next one. I hope you have an excellent week.